Sorry to interrupt your tea, but we have to take a quick commercial break for our sponsors. Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Teas,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth with my announcer voice on. Hey, y'all.
Hey, you guys. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Hola. Around the world. Hola. Especially in the 305. What's Orlando's zip code?
Child, 407.
And the 407.
And the 407s. What's up? What's happening? What's popping? What's good?
Yeah. So how was your week?
My week was interesting. You know, same.
You've been having a lot of interesting weeks. So.
Yeah, I have been. I went to work and then, you know, of course, I came home. I ain't work out none this week, y'all. Y'all got, Lord, pray for me. I'll be trying.
And then
I get tired. I'll be like, you know what? I'm sleepy. So, I'm going to go to sleep. No. But, yes, honey, I'm a little lit this morning because Back Pew Kitchen has graced its presence with this strawberry henny tea early in the morning.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
It's amazeballs. Okay, Back Pew, what it do? But yeah, have them bro out this weekend or whatever, and then tonight I'm excited because now I'm going to R&B only.
So she turning up early for the R&B only.
Got the pregame, huh? What happened? So yeah, but this week's been amazing. You know, a lot of self-reflection, had to do some prayers and meditations of some sort this weekend, just trying to get this little life of mine together and really get out of myself and out of the box that sometimes I put myself in. Some days you be good, some days, you know, you be down. So
it's a process.
It is a process. So, you know, I'm just getting how I live right now, trying to live this life one day at a time. What about you, Mooney girl? What you had going on this week?
It was a very short work week because I was in Vegas, and it's like vacation. I was still in Vegas zone. So basically, I didn't work too hard this week today. So
oh, you
I
was on vacation.
I was chilling. So I was chilling, you know.
That's what's up.
Got my business in order, getting everything in order for my special announcement for Untapped. So I'm kind of excited. That's coming. When it come.
Okay, well, just ask it. You know, we had a date, you know?
No, we don't have a date.
My daughter said,
this.
When it come, okay. When it come. No problem. I saw it.
Sometimes, I know we're supposed to make goals, but sometimes you got a lot on your plate.
Yep, you just got to go with it.
Gotta do what you got to do.
That's right. I know you're right. Mm-hmm. I'm with you when you're right, man. So, let's get into it, people. This week for Taz Batelli, I wanted to talk about something that really interested me. No sneakers today, because, you know, Taz Batelli is more than sneakers, y'all. So, I wanted to talk about this picture that I saw on Facebook that really, like, caught my attention. So, not Facebook. What it was. Instagram. So I was real scrolling down my Instagram, being nosy, and I seen this picture of this girl with a Nike check on her head, but it was in a different, you know, it wasn't no bandana, it wasn't no hat. It was actually a hijab. So for those of you who don't know what a hijab is, it's that a Muslim cover, a veil, you know, worn by mostly some Muslim women when they're in the presence of any male outside of their immediate families. So I know you've seen some Muslim women, they, you know, wrap it around their head, some, you know, wrap around their head and their mouth so that you only see their eyes. But I thought it was cool because, number one, Nike has it. And
what that's supposed to be? She put her hands together like she's praying. Like,
what? No, because the fact of the matter is, it's kind of like a breakthrough because I started reading an article about how they got into the whole, you know, Nike's, you know, having hijabs and stuff like that. So it started with this girl. Her name is Amna Al Haddad. I think I said it right. If I didn't say it right, y'all
don't pray.
But it's her name again. I says Amna Hal Haddad, and she's 28 years old now. But at the time, she's a weightlift. She's a weightlifting champion. She does weightlifting, and it's from the United Arab Emirates. And she was doing her sports with the regular traditional hijab. Now I can imagine how sweaty that thing got. With her weightlifting and competing and all that other stuff. And, you know, there's also other Muslim women who actually do compete in sports. So can you imagine having to still, you know, still having to make sure that you're in the right posture culturally or religiously and wanting to compete, you know, in sports and stuff, but you have to have a certain covering over your head and stuff like that. So then, you know, when she started competing more and things like that, she found another type of material that was a little bit more breathable for her to use, but it still was hot, long, and stuff like that. And then Nike had, you know, collaborated with her, and they came up with the Nike hijab that you see today. It's actually online if you guys want to look it up, and it's only $35. Okay. And it's really cool. Like, you know, it has a little like breathable mesh and stuff like that. Nike did that. When they did that, I know they're making some money. You hear me? Do you know? Okay. Like I know.
That's money regardless.
But that's just smart because they're the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And I think it's really cool, especially, you know, respecting a culture and, you know, not leaving anybody out. I think that is amazing. But let me tell y'all something. It's not a bonnet, y'all. Okay? And it's not something y'all just go buy just to buy. Okay? Don't be going.
But you know people are just gonna go buy it.
Exactly. So and when on y'all trips to Dubai,
I don't think Nike mind it either.
No, of course they wouldn't mind, but
if they were buying it.
Listen. If they're going to make them money, I know they're going to let them just buy it up. But I'm just saying, y'all don't be sitting up here, you know, disrespecting the culture and stuff like that. Y'all go to your little trips to Dubai and be like, girl, I got this Nike suit, and I need to go get this hijab. And I'm going to put this thing right on, girl, with my little Nike.
People going to look at you like, they may snack.
Like, what are you doing? Exactly. So don't be disrespecting the people's culture, okay? The Muslims, you know, faith. But the Muslim faith. Don't be sitting up there, you know, going on your little trips thinking, this is cute. I'm going to go ahead and wear this with my little Nike tights and my tracks. Girl, no. No. It's not a bonnet. It's not a hat. It's not a sweatband. Okay? They have it for a purpose.
y'all respect these people cultures now.
And it's, like I said, it's only $35. So I thought that was hot. So, yeah. That's Ties with Tellies for today. Yeah, you know I had to go come up with my little song.
It's fine. I know you over there with your little ad libs and things like that. It's okay. Sip on her strawberry tea, y'all.
I'm sorry, y'all. So let's get into
talking about she put her phone on vibrate. All I hear is
that wasn't me.
Who was
me?
Yes.
You know what it is? It's my nephew's games, child. He done put all these games on my iPad, so they giving me alerts.
You know you put your iPad on mute.
I did. I put it on a do not disturb. Yes.
That's not mute.
Excuse me, wait.
Oh my God.
It's on silent now, I think.
Okay.
Wait, pause. I think so. It won't let me go down all the way. I thought that was mute. No. Thought, do not disturb.
That's do not disturb me. No calls or texts will come through.
Well, God dog it, I thought that meant the notifications wouldn't come through neither. Okay.
No.
There you go. Silent mode. My God.
All right.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. All right. So, this week's episode, the topic is Cardi B's and Tiffany's. And you know what? Hold on. I'm sorry. My computer's acting retarded. So, yeah, like I was saying, this week's episode, Cardi B's and Tiffany's, was inspired about just being a rip. What?
Tally, you is Liz right now. I just want to let you know.
I am?
Yes, you are. But continue.
Okay, so we're going to cut that part out? Because I don't
know. No. You edited it, so if you want to cut it out, you can.
Y'all, I don't know what's going on. I'm just excited today. Anyways.
Tell us about this topic, Cardi B's and Tiffany's.
Cardi B's and Tiffany's. So, I came up with it. At first, it was going to be called Let's Be Real. Because I was thinking about how being real and being your authentic self is actually becoming a trend, quote unquote. And so many people are becoming successful by just being who they are. Cardi B being one of them, Tiffany Haddish being another. And somebody that I follow on Instagram, Super Scent, I don't know if y'all follow her or whatever, but I'm pretty sure y'all heard about her story. She has a makeup line called The Crayon Case. And then, you know, Crayola came out with their own little beauty line or whatever. And then, she has some friends that also have their own businesses and are doing things like that. But all of them are themselves, and they are very successful people. They haven't changed. They are still who they say they are. Tiffany Haddish has me dying half the time. That girl, love.
She out of chain.
Listen, my dog said when she got that dress, my dog said I'm going to wear this dress as many times as I can.
Ain't nothing wrong with
that. But, you know, the pressures of life. You get what I'm saying? Some people are like, oh, no, I can't wear this. I can't wear this more than twice. Some of y'all know good and well. Y'all ain't got no money to be trying to not wear an outfit more than one time. Maybe because I got a dress in this closet.
That's because people, like you say, they're pressure and they're trying to please the world around them.
Instead of just being yourself. And I feel like being yourself is where it's at. It's supposed to be where it's at, but I'm just saying, like, now it's becoming an actual thing, and it's okay to be your natural self, to be crazy, to be loud, to be a little ratchet if you need to be. You get what I'm saying? Like, Super Scent, my dog, she has a segment where people send her questions and she answer them on her Facebook. And she be giving them the real. My dog be eating chicken with her bonnet on and be chilling and answering these questions, and y'all love it. You know what I'm saying? People are like, yes, this is what I really want. This is what I want, the real. So, yeah, that's what inspired this topic today. So, okay. Mooney. In today's society, like we said before, you know, a lot of people do follow trends and things like that. Besides the people that I've named, who else have you seen that are themselves? Or have you noticed anybody who's coming more to, like, who was one person at one time and now has changed and is more relaxed in a different, you know, now that things are changing in society?
Well, I don't know him personally. And I can't say anything personal about him, but from his Instagram posts, his name is Ricky Vasquez.
Oh, okay.
When he first came out, he was, you know, doing videos, making people laugh, blah, 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 blah. Now that he has clout, he has calmed down. He feels like he don't need to do this anymore. So now I believe he's being his
authentic self.
I don't know if it's authentic. I'm just saying for what
that's what you believe from what you see. Yes.
Yes. I'm not sure, y'all. Do not quote me. But yeah, like it's nothing wrong with being yourself. But there's some people out here that still, even though Cardi B, Tiffany, and Super Saiyan are being themselves, there's still some people out here that's not being themselves. And we really don't know who is being themselves. We know Cardi B and Tiffany and Super Saiyan being themselves. But there's some people out here
who don't know
what that's not being themselves.
So they're in the shadows of somebody else. Like, they're either copying off somebody else or they're just wanting to make sure. Trying to go with the quote unquote, like I said, trend before, because like I said, being yourself is now becoming a trend, and soon it'll be something else. But I, to me, from like I say, from day one, Cardi B has been who she has been. Tiffany, still loud and a little ratch, and will tell you, you know what I'm saying, and doesn't have no problem. Like, she came from a lot, from sleeping in front of people's houses to now she got, you know, she's still in the same house that she bought. I'm pretty sure she done bought it.
You know what I'm saying? She said she's still in the same house, still in the same car.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my dog said.
But that comes with people's character. You can tell Tiffany is laid back and chill. And no matter what money she has, she know where she come from. Everybody not like that.
True. Some people are still trying to find themselves.
Everybody not like that. So I would love for it to be a trend. But, you know, that's three out of.
A million.
Yeah,
but I'm just that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, wanted to bring more attention to it because it's okay to be yourself. Like, literally, I be over here spazzing sometimes because I've gained weight from when I was, you know, a slim little tender. Now I'm a whole rotisserie. So what? Yes, I was a chicken tender, slim. Now I'm a rotisserie.
I can't deal with telling y'all.
So, so, you know.
She a rotisserie, y'all.
Yes, I am plump. I'm a plump chicken, okay? So with that being said, like, some, you know, some days when you look and you looking at these Instagram models or people who say they do fitness or whatever the case may be, some of them just spray some water on their face and going about their business, sometimes it could get a little pressuring. But like, bruh, I need to lose this weight, blase, blase. But you told me, you know, you was actually telling, it's okay. Like, it's okay.
Because at the end of the day, those people are posting for the satisfaction of getting praise. Man, listen, shout out to Drake. That's bae. Yeah. Well, nobody say.
I know.
And I told you that was your baby. Didn't I tell you that was baby?
You did, friend.
I surely did, because I know.
Because you talked to him, yep.
I ain't say I talked to him. I ain't that in denial. Nah, I ain't that. Yeah, I ain't never talked to him, but when I talked to him,
you be like, I knew that was your kid the whole time.
But yeah, it's like, it's certain people out here that's like, even when I was in Vegas, like, I was battling with my shit. Like, should I post a picture? Should I not post a picture? And I was like, what the fuck for? Like, I'll let y'all know I'm here, but I'm not gonna post. See, I used to be the type of person that posts picture every day,
and I was the opposite. I didn't post crap. Okay,
I used to be that chick that posts like this, but when I saw the world and social media changing for not, I wouldn't say for the better, but it was just evolving. I was like, I'm not gonna keep up with this, because if y'all was to see me now, my hair is out, I have no makeup. I'm chilling. And this is how I be on the regular. So I'm not going to continue to post a picture of me all dolled up all the time when I know damn well I'm not like that. Because if you see me out, I want you to see me as regular me and don't think, like, you know how you see some people all dolled up and when you see them in real life, you be like, ugh. And then people start talking about you.
Yeah.
Nah, y'all going to know me chilling and y'all going to know me pepped up.
Yeah. I just started wearing a little bit of makeup every once in a while, you know. Because before, I was like, baby, I don't have the time, okay?
See, but the thing about it is, Telly. You are becoming a public figure now. You have to have some content.
Yeah, you're right. You are definitely right. But it's something that I have to get used to. Like, before, I was just like, okay, I'll just scroll through Instagram. And I'd be like, okay, cool. I like a couple pictures and I'm gone. It ain't really matter to me. You get what I'm saying? Like, but now I have to actually do things and have content and make sure that I have myself out there because, you know, we are, you know, building this brand and stuff like that. So it's like, and it's just a change for me. Like,
I'm not used to it. I told you before we even started. Tally, just start doing little things.
But
you was like, okay. And you do crap.
You're right. You are definitely right. Because, like I said, it's a process. It's not going, I'm not, listen, especially with me. I know it's a process. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that I'm just going to go out there full force. I'm not like that.
It wasn't even once a week, was it full force?
Yeah, you're right. It wasn't full force. So, this, I'm like, once a week was a lot for me. Because I barely posted. You know what I'm saying? So, now I'm posting 3 and 4 times a week. That's like.
Congratulations.
Bitch, I am tired, bitch. I got to think of some shit.
How are you tired? Okay.
But that's the thing. Because of the fact that the matter is, I'm not used to it.
But understandable, and we are talking about being yourself, but you can be yourself through your social media.
True, but if you're not used to being on social media,
period. You're used to being on social media.
I'm used to looking and scrolling. I'm not used
That's
to posting.
That's being on social media.
Bitch, well, who knows it but me?
But that's still being on social media.
But I'm just saying, who knows it but me? As far as me building a presence, who knows it but me?
Nobody's supposed to know.
Exactly my point. So
well, how is that a point?
No, I'm saying if I didn't put myself out there, if I'm not posting pictures and things like that of that nature every, like you said before, you used to post pictures all the time. You were out there. You made a presence for yourself. Uh-huh. I'm not used to making a presence for myself, so it's a bit uncomfortable. So I didn't do it as much. Now I have no choice but to do it. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because I'm building something. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it may not be as what the hell as frequent as most people believe it should be, but I'm trying. I'm doing it, y'all. I'm doing something.
Yes, so. Y'all. She's doing something.
So, it is what it is at this point. But I'm just saying, like, and it's hard. Like I said, the pressure as far as looking at other people and being myself.
Why do
myself.
You look at other people?
But I'm just saying, before. Not now. Now, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm just me. And that's it. And if you don't like it, oh well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Let me tell y'all something about pressure, okay? I barely follow people. I barely be on Instagram now. I post on Instagram and I leave. Because I'm not trying to compare myself to anybody. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to go at anybody else's speed. Because I know what God has for me will be for me at his given time. So I know that, yeah, I have my little makeup page. Because, you know, I do wear makeup. So it's like a tutorial for me. It get me a little this and a little that. But I follow, like, business people. I don't really follow, like, social media. Like, all the people that tell jokes, I barely follow people like that. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is people that I want to see and people that give me some type of inspiration or people that I knew from the past in school, jobs, or whatever, whatever. If y'all continue to look at other people and say, oh, I need to be this, I need to be
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You're not going to go anywhere. You're going to be stuck. You're going to be stagnant.
In the same place. Exactly.
So, just like Wood said, let's just be real. Be yourself. Don't look at everybody else. And that's when it comes to business, too. Yeah, you may get inspired by somebody else's ideas, but at the same time, you have to be unique. Uniqueness. Everybody out here trying to be a rapper. Mm-hmm. Everybody out here trying to do something. Everybody out here selling hell. But if you're looking at the other person trying to copy the other person, there's nothing unique there's, about you and nobody's exactly. going to follow you.
Exactly.
So, y'all understand.
Find you a good space. And
yes, understand go. You have to think and you have to plot about what you want to do, how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. You have to be unique. That's the only way I see that you will even get noticed as being unique. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to be a comedian, everybody that's doing funny shit getting noticed, so ain't nothing unique about that. But other than that, you know, really, really, if you out here making a video, you cuss and you talking about people, that's going to get hits. If you out here trying to inspire and do other things, that's barely going to get any hits. It's real life.
They like the ratchery. Mm-hmm.
It's real life. So, yeah. Be yourselves. And the thing with Cardi B, with her album, when I was listening to her, she was like, I gave y'all the real me. Hell, when it was messed up. Crib, when it was filthy. Uh-huh. I'm like, girl, you better speak
I
that.
I love me some Cardi B. I just love her.
And I saw pictures of her baby shower. Her baby shower was
oh, yes. Beautiful. It was so beautiful. I love the whole bodega thing.
I was like,
thing.
Cardi
it was
B,
like,
you better.
Yes, you better, girl. My dog had the little
And her husband
shelf.
Was there.
What you say? Her what?
Her husband was there.
Hello.
So
come
she
on
got
with the husband.
She got married.
My dog got
before.
Married.
before she had that baby. Cardi B, you getting all type of props from me, child.
Listen, my dog got married. Her husband
was there, smiling, and everything. Present. Happy.
Okay?
I don't know if they're going through something now, but he was there, y'all. He was there. Yeah,
listen, it don't even matter at this point because...
The Bronx fairy tale. I was like, Cardi B, I wonder if she came up with that or her wet... not her wedding, child. Her baby shower coordinator came up with all that. I don't know if she came up with that.
It was dope. When I seen the pictures, I was like, wow.
That shit was crazy. Beautiful. And I had to cuss because that's how beautiful it is. You feel me? It was crazy. She looked pretty as well.
I'm just so happy for her. Like, she literally, I was listening to one of her interviews and she was talking about how she literally spoke this life into existence. Mm-hmm. She was like, I said I was going to do it. And she said, it was hard, but everything that I wanted came to pass because I believed in myself enough and said that
this is what I want. And she put in the work.
Yeah. And this is what, and it manifested. You get what I'm saying? So, shouts out to Cardi B. Like, you the real one. You the real MVP, for real. Awesome. On some real stuff. But yeah, and even with Supa, like that whole thing, how Crayola came out with a beauty line, my dog was like, I don't know what y'all madder than me for, because they could have sued me, but they didn't.
They could have.
She's like,
so who mad? Crayola?
No, the people, you know, her fans and stuff like that. They was mad. They was like, oh, that's messed up. They don't came out with a beauty line and stuff like that. They don't. She was like, I don't even know why y'all like tripping. She's like, I appreciate all that y'all saying, but they could have sued my ass. Period.
People don't think.
She was like,
they could have sued all the people got all, if people not living your life and they don't know what you're going through on a daily basis, they can say all they want to say, but they don't know what the fuck you're going through.
Trust me, honey. I was like, she was like, listen, they could have sued me and that would have been that. Okay? Done. Finish.
They finito.
And all that, like, they told her to,
but not really, because Crayola, I've been studying, like, businesses and brands. Crayola has just crayons. She has makeup. That's two different industries. And she calls it Crayola Case.
True. I'm not talking about the name. I'm talking about as far as design and stuff like that. It was based off of the Crayola, the old Crayola design.
But it's still in makeup.
True. It doesn't matter, though.
It does matter.
It doesn't. They literally told her to take that shit down. She said, okay, I'm going to take that shit down. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of that. They could have sued her. You know what I'm saying? So, if they wanted to. But because she took it down and they didn't give her, she didn't give them no slack about it and was selling out or some shit, I'm going to holler at y'all. Thank you.
Is it her designs now like the same?
No.
So she, it's called the Crayola.
It's called the crayon case, but the palette.
Is it crayon case or Crayola?
Crayon. Crayon case. Let me show you what it looked like for a crayon case.
You don't have to show me. I'll just look it up.
Okay, I know. I know you probably already. Speedy Gonzalez over there.
Okay, so I see it don't look the same. You still looking for it? Or are you doing something?
I'm looking at makeup. But I'm looking at makeup on my page.
Okay.
But yeah, so she had to switch it up, and she said it cost her money, and she had, because she literally had produced a whole bunch of that shit already, and she had to scrap it.
I know that put a hurting on her, but
it did. But she came back strong though.
So do you know of anybody else who you feel like, besides the three that you talked about, do you see anybody else that you feel like that are being their authentic self?
Let me think.
No. Exactly. No. Like, we will hope that it will start a trend, But it's still some people out there.
It's still people copying and stuff, but I just, it brings it, that's what I said, with these three, I think it's starting a movement because, or even, not even just as far as, nope, I think it's starting a movement because now people are trying to become okay with themselves. Not everybody, but some people are. Some people are embracing who they are, finding out who they are culturally, you know, going back into their genealogy and stuff like that, things like that, and just being accepting of themselves. Even, you know, like cultures, like, you know how back in the day they used to talk about Africans real bad, they used to talk about Haitians real bad, now everybody want to be an African or a Haitian, like some, most people, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, you know. It, if being Afro-Latina, if that's a whole nother stigma, because it's like, okay, you're either not Spanish enough or you're too Spanish, you get what I'm saying, but people are living in their truth and saying, you know what, this is who I am, whether you like it or not, or whatever kind of stigma or stipulations that you have out for that culture, whatever the case may be, this is still who I am, and I'm okay with it. I'm fine.
Amen.
So I can't wait till people start embracing more of themselves and really just being okay with who they are, whether you fat, skinny, tall, short, you know what I'm saying?
First, we got to stop idolizing people that we see on Instagram and Facebook. That's
very
that's
true. With Instagram and Facebook came a lot of exposure, because when we didn't have the internet, we didn't know a lot. We didn't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? We didn't really know nothing. Everything we had to come from a book that was printed probably a year or two ago. You know what I'm saying?
We also have to remember that all because something looks good on the internet don't mean it's good in real life.
Or look like that in real life, because Photoshop is real.
I like, especially celebrities. Like, I know a person who works with a lot of celebrities, and they say they look like they got it all together.
Maybe a meltdown or something.
We just look to yourself. Build yourself, like, be okay with yourself, and then when you see other people, you'll be like, oh, she cute, but it won't do nothing to you. Just be yourself, learn yourself, grow with yourself, love yourself,
love yourself. Love yourself.
So let me get to Untapped Essentials of the day for Cardi B's and Tiffany's. So the quote of the day is, it is better to be hated for who you are than to be loved for who you are not. That is the quote of the day.
You better speak that, girl. Snap. You hear my snap? Do you hear it? Snap it. That was a snap worthy.
It is better to be hated for who you are not than to be loved for who you are. I'm sorry, I said it wrong.
It is
better to be hated for who you are than to be loved for who you are not.
Exactly.
That be yourself. Be yourself.
Real.
Be yourself, but be the best version of yourself. Be the best version. Because, you know, everybody, sometimes we be needing a little work. I needed a little work. But I knew I needed a little work, and I felt like I wanted to be the best version, so I started working on myself to be the best version.
Yeah, and you have to work on yourself. Like I said, this me working out and everything like that is not because I want to be, because I probably won't even get back to the weight that I was. You get what I'm saying? It's for my health, okay? Yeah. Because my body frame is not supposed to carry this much weight, even though it is stretching, and it will stretch if, you know, because you're eating all this food and doing all this other stuff. But it's for my health. I need to take more vitamins. I need to take a better care of myself. So that's why this weight got to come off. I may not be a tender. I'm gonna be in between a tender and a rotisserie. I don't know what that is. I'm gonna be a three piece. I don't know.
You're gonna be a drumstick.
I'm gonna be a breast and a wing. I don't know, but I'll be a half a chicken.
Lord.
But yeah. That's why.
Be yourself. Love yourself. Grow. That's all I can say.
Grow. Grow and go. And live your life. Which is the word of the day, which is live. So live me, live in Spanish is vivir.
Vivir.
I see you trying to roll your R. Look
at
you.
I'm trying, girl. Yes,
vivir, which means, like I said before, live, man. Live your life. When I say your, I mean the one that God gave you on this earth, the one that you have, because you only have one life to live. Mm-hmm. So why live it and try to be someone else when you can just be yourself and be real yourself. To who you are?
Be real. Okay. Yes.
Let's yes, be.
I agree. Yes, I
so agree. Mooney, what you got for the what's tea today, huh? You got some tea for us to say?
No, I thought you had tea today. I got a little tea now.
Okay.
I already talked about, you know, Drake coming out with a new album or whatever. Mm-hmm. Today, I don't know if y'all ready, but Power come on today. Y'all ready?
What?
Y'all ready for Power to come on? I seen
what happened preview. With the Power, though?
I seen the preview. I was like, okay.
Which preview did you see? I keep seeing the one with Angela and...
Nah. I seen the one with Ghost and... I don't know everybody's name, so y'all don't judge me. Ghost and the wife and his kid. When he
that's
was like,
Angela.
Why you...
No, that's not Angela. That's the...
It's sure not.
Angela's a Spanish girl.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, basically, they was questioning legit, mm-hmm. Lil Badgett, of why was he trying to protect his sister, blah, 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 and why was he with Kanan and blah, 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 and then he was like, I'm grown, and then go say, grown. Fuck you not.
No.
He grown, y'all. He grown.
When? No. Since when?
He a little knucklehead.
Since when he was grown.
Nothing here. Well, we finna see what go on today. Because I am excited. Finna have my wine. Like yes. Old person.
Power party.
And
huh?
Go to sleep after. And prepare for the goddamn week that's approaching.
Really?
Really.
Oh, it was like, it was that deep you had to probably.
Really? Prepare for the week.
Child, okay, well, the little tea that I got was, I've been listening to the new album that Jay-Z and Beyonce came out with.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it?
I like it. I'm not going to lie to you, when I first listened to it,
I loved it.
I was like, Beyonce. What? No, seriously, at first I was like, but I had to, like, really sit down and listen. I couldn't, like...
This is what you have to understand about the music industry. With any industry that you're in, you have to study what people are listening to. People mm-hmm. are listening to nonsense.
Yeah, and that's why I had to sit down. Sell.
So if you're down. An artist and you know what sit people want, you have to give the people what they want, even though mm-hmm. you may not want to do it. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, for your album to sell, for people to play your stuff, mm-hmm. you gotta please the crowd that's making all the hype possible. So that's how I feel. It may not be their vibe. They still put their vibe in it. But at the end of the day, they know what's selling right now. So they have to please the younger crowd too. And us. It's a balance.
I'm just saying, like, from when, like I said, the first time, like, when it first came out in the drop, you know how you be rushing and listening to stuff. I didn't really pay attention. But then when I sat down and listened to it, I was like, okay, cool. But the thing about it is, I also, you know, the Lemonade CD that she came out with when she mm-hmm. was really just like going ham on old boy because he had, you know, kind of cheated on her. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, that was selling. That was like, yes, bitch, I'm with you, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, everybody, most people nowadays, they out here heartbroken with F niggas. But mm-hmm. now that they have this collaborative CD and they're supporting one another and they're supporting their marriages, a lot of people I see are saying that, oh, I don't like it. Some people are calling it a flop. And it's like, why are you calling it a flop? Are you calling it a flop because they're unified now? You know what I'm saying? Like when she was cussing him out and everything like that, y'all was all for it. Mm-hmm. But now that they together and they're showing that they worked on their marriage and they are a unit, everybody's like, no.
People like drama, point blank, period.
Yes, they do like drama, but that's what's wrong with society today. Y'all be mm-hmm. talking about something. Where my zaddy at? Where my husband at? But y'all don't want to put in the work.
Yeah, I be listening to my two favorite songs. Friends.
I like that song.
Friends and Heard About Us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No, that's my shit. They back to back, too.
You be jamming, huh?
I be vibing. I was vibing to that all when I was in Vegas. I was just vibing. You know how they had a little phone dock and a little radio for you to play your music? Mm-hmm. Child, whoever was next to me probably was mad, but I ain't give two fucks.
Oh, you was jamming like that?
I was jamming like that. I turn it down every once in a while. Like, at nighttime, I let it play a little bit. But in that morning time,
that afternoon. All the way. It was up all the way. Yeah, and I'm preparing now. I'm going to New Orleans next week for the Essence Festival.
Are you excited?
Girl, am I? I'm so excited. First of all, to be around all the beautiful black people that will be there, because it's going to be absolutely lit. You hear me? Mm-hmm. All the conferences, all the showcases, all the concerts, I am there for. Okay? I'm so excited just to see everybody walking around and being black and happy. Okay?
Lord.
I'm excited.
Black and happy. Do you know, are you going to any of the conferences? Like, did you look up anything to go to?
Yeah. I'm finna go see. Super Saint has something that's going on. And I think also her friend, what's her name? The Real BB Judy? They got something going on. So I signed up for some stuff. And then I'm going to one of the concerts on Saturday night. One of the headliners is Mary J. Blige. And they got Queen Latifah and Missy and stuff like that. So I got a swamp ride that I'm going on. I'm excited.
Oh, that.
Yeah. It's going to be different. And we got a little little things lined up. But I am very happy about this trip.
Okay.
Very, very happy. So,
well,
y'all,
you got one more week.
Listen, y'all gonna see these pictures since I have to make a presence. So, y'all gonna see these pictures. And, you know, if y'all see me out there, shout me out. Be like, tell him where you at. Tell him all where you at. Take some pictures and stuff. So, yep. Meet me out there. Meet me there. And what you got coming up this week, Mooney?
Nothing but chilling.
Chillaxing, relaxing.
Mm-hmm. I need a lot of that.
I don't blame you. It's going to be a little hectic for me. I still got to pack. And everything else under the sun. Y'all pray for me.
How many days you going to be there?
Well, I'm going to Memphis first. Okay. For barbecue for 4th of July, and then from Memphis, I'm going to New Orleans. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm coming back to work. Well, I come back to Orlando Monday.
You don't gotta pack that much.
You know me, right?
Well, I'm gonna pray for your back.
Okay,
and
thank
whatever you toting.
Okay, because I should say you definitely know me, and you know, I need options, and I need variety. So, sometimes I pack things that I think I'm going to like, and then when I get there, I don't even want to wear it.
Well.
Yep.
It is what it is, y'all.
Yes, y'all. But we appreciate y'all tuning in to this week's episode of Brunch Teas, Cardi B's and Tiffany's. And Cardi B's and Tiffany's.
Thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas, which is Cardi B's and Tiffany's, as Teddy Mo said. You can follow us on our Facebook page at Brunch Teas, Instagram at Brunch Teas _, Twitter at Brunch Teas, and our official website, brunchteas.com. And you can follow me everywhere at Mooney Holmes.
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter, Telemo _, and on Facebook, Telemo. Y'all, I don't know nothing about Twitter, so y'all help me out, please. Because as y'all know, I am a little social media impaired.
Lord.
So, I don't know who to follow on Twitter. Y'all give me some good names. Let me know who it is, what I'm supposed to be, who I'm supposed to be following, and what's really popping in y'all cities, or, you know, I don't know. It's some, a little stuff popping in Orlando, but it ain't nothing that really. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know what's popping, huh? thank y'all again for tuning in. We love you guys. Peace in the Middle East. Oh, and we're coming back with what, Mooney? Next week with what?
More heat. And lastly, please, you guys, if you're enjoying our podcast, please, please, please give us some stars or even leave us a review and tell us how you guys are enjoying the show. Also, if you have any questions, comments, or tea that you would like to give us, feel free to email us at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com. But right. Yes, we will be back next week.
With what?
More heat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ow, 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 ow. I'll let y'all later.
Bye.